So I want to start by talking to the folks I don't know yet. And there's a few of you out here. So a piece of what I'm going to say today is not quite insider baseball, but really will be understood a lot more by people who have been here for a little bit. So I apologize for that. My hope is that we can talk after the service. And you might ask me some questions about what I was talking about, or maybe ask your neighbors about what I was talking about, and continue with the process of getting to know us if that's what you want to do. When I first moved to Madison, I got here just in time for what I have heard called hippie Christmas. Lease renewals driven by the cycle of semesters at the University of Wisconsin apparently mean that people move en masse to new apartments in August. Is this still true?
Yeah.
All right. And when they do, they toss out to the curb these pieces of furniture and other really big items they don't want to take with them. And people drive around looking for discards that they can use. This is kind of, in my view, a kind of a condensed version of something I see here in Madison all the time that I didn't notice where I grew up in the suburbs of New York. We move items we think of as used up out to the curb, and someone else finds value in them and takes them home. It's like magic. As we make space for something new in our homes, the cool thing is, for someone else, the thing we're getting rid of is the something new, right? And so it goes, kind of like the flow of life in the natural world. I'm thinking about new seedlings that grow out of logs or stumps in the woods. I'm thinking about the nests that birds make out of scraps and straws and fibers that a human might see as used up. And I'm thinking about the mushrooms and the wigglers that decompose the dead plants and animals on the ground, right? Providing nutrients for a whole new generation of beings. Renewal through reuse and recycling is part of the natural order. And here in Madison, I have to say that the humans are also pretty good at reusing and repurposing things. Our theme for the month of June is the gift of renewal. And this is one of many ways that I've been thinking about it. This phrase, out with the old and in with the new, right? And the ramifications that has. So there's different ways that process can happen. We can decide, like some of these renters who are moving from apartment to apartment, we can decide we want to have or experience something new and make a change, maybe in our space or our routine to accommodate it. I recently bought a new piece of art on Willie Street, and I had to move some things around the very limited wall space of my small apartment. And there's this piece that I love that there isn't room for anymore. So I took it down. I'm not going to give it away because I love it. I'm going to put it in my closet until I feel the urge to change things up again. And isn't that a great thing, right? To get to move and change things around. And putting it back up then will give me the same pleasure that putting up this new piece this week did. I also recently committed to some physical self-care practices, right? And I've been teaching my body to go to sleep earlier so I can get up earlier to do those practices before my day begins in earnest. So the old going out is a midnight or 1 a.m. bedtime, and the new coming in is a little bit of self-care. Sometimes the change isn't something we make on purpose, but something that happens to us, right? Something new happens in our lives, and we adjust. My new self-care practices are not just something I simply decided to do, but are really the result of my acceptance of some changes about how my body works as I age. I can't control the changes, but I can choose how I respond to them. And sometimes we don't actually have the capacity to adjust, right? Especially when the change is a loss or we're in grief. Our emotional and our spiritual states have a huge impact on our ability to choose responses that offer renewal, even when it's something as simple as changing apartments, which might or might not be simple. And of course, so many people live in conditions that allow them little or no capacity to make choices or to adjust to change. I am grateful for the access I have to medical advice and enough flexibility in my life to create and choose to incorporate a new routine. This, I know, is a privilege in today's world. And I know that it's my work and the work of those who do have access and agency to build a world in which everyone can have access and agency. When we have choices to get and experiences, when we have choices to get and experience things that offer us renewal, it's important to take them so we can continue to do that work. And so it goes with our beloved community. There are some things we decide on purpose to move out to the curb, and here's where the church talk starts, to make space for something new. Like our board's decision some years ago to change our governance structures so that instead of meeting to report to each other on committee work, our board members meet together to think about the bigger picture of how our congregation serves our mission and what policies they need to make to support that work, and to hear from me about the various ministries that we engage in. And there are things that happen to us that we have to try to adjust to. Some of the various lingering impacts of the pandemic come most immediately to mind for me here: fewer families, fewer dollars, less connection with the community around us, at least in my perception, and the grief, right, that we're holding around these changes that are losses. And not all of the changes we experience are losses. We've created new ways to do things virtually that increase access. Hi, Zoomers. We have new members and friends and staff with fresh perspectives and energy, and I hope you'll stay and talk with us during coffee hour. We have a new structure to our justice work that we're hoping focuses our energy more. There are new roles to explore filling with your time and talent. Renewal doesn't necessarily mean going back to the way things were. It can also mean finding ways to use a beginner's mind to recreate. And I think we're doing some of that. Our community is not different just because a pandemic happened to us, but also because of things we've learned about ourselves and the world these past 4 years. And it will be different next week as other people come in. Regardless of how we come to any kind of renewal, the important thing to me is how our community feels. How it feels to those of us who are here week after week, attending worship, making coffee, fixing toilets, planning programming, making policies, building relationships. Also, how it feels to those of us whose work it is to be here, to teach and make music and support and help hold the community. And how it feels to those of us who are here for the first time, looking for something maybe that might offer a bit of renewal. How it feels to all of us who are part of the ceaseless flow of life of this congregation, because we all are, with our own life to come and life gone before. The Irish poet Moya Cannon wrote, "Some of which we love, we stumble upon, a purse of gold thrown on the road, a poem, a friend, a great song. And more discloses itself to us, a well among green hazels, a nut thicket, when we are worn out searching for something quite different. And more comes to us, carried as carefully as a bright cup of water, as new bread." It feels to me like each of these verses is a layer right? These things we love, the wisdom we share with each other here, the music we get to sing together and listen to, the joy we experience when we work together toward common vision and mission, the satisfaction of building and financial stewardship, and from doing justice work together. These are all things we might maybe at first stumble upon. But then the layer deepens, and they disclose themselves to us more and more as we engage more and more deeply in the life of our beloved congregation. And the more we notice and support what we actually have and do, like the monks in the story we heard earlier, although our situation is nowhere near as dire as that abbey. But like those monks, the more we become part of the life to come and the life gone before that is woven together here. At the end of our annual meeting a few weeks ago, our president-elect Carol Niemann very enthusiastically challenged us with a call to growth. Bring a friend, she said. My message this morning is to expand that call, whether you're here for the first time or the thousandth. I invite you to notice and remember what you stumble upon here that you love. I invite you to keep disclosing it to those who come into our doors. And I invite you to carry it to those beyond our doors. And yes, do please bring the people in your lives who will join in that joy and that work and that renewal.